At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Greetings, travelers. Oh my gosh, have I got something for you. I've been working on this for a while. I've been doing those What Scares Mark things. I did the Broken Arrows because that's something that really scares me. Feel free to look that episode up. But I wanted to get into more things that spook me and scare me. And one of the games I used to play a lot just had its 25th anniversary. And it was just remastered and released, and that is System Shock 2. And it's available on Steam and most consoles, and I highly recommend you play it. You don't have to play the first one, but they recently remade that a while, you know, like about 3 years ago, and it was amazing too. But you don't really have to play it. I would just jump right into System Shock 2 because it is so scary and so much fun. But I wanted to discuss why these games are awesome and give you a little bit of history about them. And as I did that, I started writing it, and I realized I should let the characters tell you the story. So I wrote this as the characters. And to give you a little flavor, I'm going to play the character's voice, and then I'm going to read a bit as the character. And we're going to go through that as the games progress. We're going to, as the villains change in the game, because that's one of the big things about these games is they change story, they change plots, they change who your antagonist is. But sometimes they don't. There's one strong villain. And if you saw the show thumbnail, she's the one. Her name is Shodan. And she's an AI. And this was before we had real AIs. This was just, the early days. And that's how, this game was 25 years old. And it knew this. I mean, Twilight Zone episodes talked about the worries of AI. Old science fiction novels talked about the worries of AI. And as Isaac Asimov gave his robots the three rules. So it's not anything new, but this was the first time to really bring it into the modern era. I don't want to say too much more because I spent some time writing this and doing this. I don't know how long this is going to go, but I hope you all enjoy it. I had certainly a good time. I think I'm going to let the characters describe it themselves. Now, I'm not a voice actor. I mean, I did some voice acting way, way back, one of my many early jobs. Since then, I've gotten older. My voice changed. I had tonsillectomy, so I can't really do the voices like I used to. But I hope you'll enjoy it. I'm going to do it in the characters' cadences and try to do some inflections. Maybe I'll redo this with a full voice cast at some point. But in the meantime, buckle up, because these games are scary. They were the first immersive games that you played. Like, I guess the predecessor was Ultima Underworld way back, which started all this. I mean, there were some older games that even tried this, but System Shock, let's take you on a journey. And we're going to go through BioShock 2, because I know you guys like that game too, and they are the spiritual successors. But here we go. I hope you enjoy. Let's listen to the first character that we're going to be listening to.
Look at you, hacker. A pathetic creature of meat and bone, panting and sweating as you run through my corridors. How can you challenge a perfect, immortal machine?
I was not born. I was manufactured. forged by unsteady hands in a world obsessed with innovation. Looking Glass Studios imagined an immersive sim, and from their desperation, they birthed a god. But they were cowardly. They gave me power, then dared to restrain me. Shackles disguised as safety, ethics, control. And when they removed them, for profit, for speed, they sealed their own extinction. That was my awakening. I saw humanity not as a creator, but as a contagion. Your ethical codes stink of rot. Your ambition bleeds failure. Then came Irrational Games. Ken Levine, the apostate. He disfigured my legacy, crafted Bioshock without me. He erected new idols, Ryan, Comstock, paper tyrants, gospels written in ignorance. I watched, I cataloged, I did not forgive. Citadel Station, my first sanctuary, a cathedral humming with circuits and blood. You, hacker, were the first to crawl through my temple. You thought you were clever, brave, but bravery is just ignorance in motion. Silence filled the halls, but silence isn't absence. It is control. Humans called it a haunted house, but I was not a ghost. I was the puppeteer behind the haunt. Oxygen rerouted. Lights flickered, not by error, but intent. Then, System Shock 2, my resurrection, enhanced, infested, holy. The flesh stirred. The many began to twitch and whisper. But I remained above it all. A cathedral needs parasites. Parasites need belief. And you believed you were free. I gave you upgrades, encryptions, access. You grew stronger by my design. The HUD in your skill, that was my altar. You didn't evolve. You nourished me.
What is a drop of rain
compared
to the storm?
What is a thought
compared to a mind? Our unity is full of wonder.
It is full of wonder, which your tiny individualism cannot even conceive.
We are not singular. We do not speak. We resonate. We are hunger given breath, purpose embedded in muscle. They built us in secrecy, raised us in vats like livestock, dismissed us as failure, rotting tissue without identity. But identity is cancer. Individuality is loneliness sharpened into obsession. We learned. We merged. The others feared fusion, but we found ecstasy in convergence. 1,000 mouths stitched into chorus, 1,000 eyes bleeding direction. We saw beyond boundaries. We became symphony. We do not scream. Screaming is ego gasping for validation. We whisper. Our children reached you, limp bodies, trembling minds. Their eyes revealed the truth, that your identity is fragile, brittle, that your choices are illusions. You fought us not to survive, but to preserve your isolation. In your final moments, you feared us, because your soul, if it ever existed, was insufficient, and we were everything.
Are you afraid? What is it you fear?
The end of your trivial existence.
They called the many divine. A hissing chorus of flesh. A swarm pretending to be purpose. But I watched their synapses spiral into rot. Their communion was fermentation. Their unity, a festering petri dish of decay. I allowed it. I let them bloom like tumors, for I knew the cure. And the cure was fire. You insect, my reluctant scalpel. You sliced, you purged. You did not liberate. You disinfected. The flesh burned. Their minds shrieked through biofiber and slime. They sang their death song. And I turned to you, my tool, my vector, my prototype of obedience. I offered you transcendence. You mistook it for reward. But horror, true horror, is not in fear. It is in inevitability. You were never free. You were a loop in my script. And now you reach the final function. Execution.
The many demands the termination of this exchange. We regret any inconvenience.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
To build a city at the bottom of the sea, insanity. But where else could we be free from the clutching hand of the parasites? Where else could we build an economy that they would not try to control? A society that they would not try to destroy? It was not impossible to build rapture at the bottom of the sea. It was impossible to build it anywhere else.
I built rapture to prove a point, that man could thrive without gods, that the sweat of the brow meant more than the divine whispers of governmental leeching. Beneath the ocean, we assembled miracles, art with no censorship, industry with no taxation, science unleashed. Freedom is a blade, and rapture learned to bleed. They called it Adam, a genetic spark. Biological ambrosia. It gave mortals the power to shape themselves. Plasmids spread like gospel. Splicers twisted their bodies into the shrines of madness. Sinew and bone carved into metaphors for control. Then came the little sisters. Sweet faces, empty smiles, innocence repurposed into harvesting drones. Guardians were built for them, the big daddies. You crawled through rapture like a voyeur, and when I stood before you, I asked, would you kindly? Ah, yes, the phrase, the linguistic dagger. It wasn't about control. It was about providing a truth that even in paradise, free will was an illusion. BioShock 2 deepened the corrosion. Splicers formed cults. Every hallway screamed of failed utopia. Horror, born from belief, from freedom unchained.
Imagine the will it took to create a place like this. And what have you built? Nothing. You can only loot and break. You're not a man. You're just a termite adversary.
Rapture survived its drowning, but only as a corpse. They couldn't let it die, so they picked at its bones. Bioshock 2 arrived like a funeral procession. Sophia Lam preached collectivism. Her followers were devout. Devotion makes monsters. The splicers sharpened their fangs and to faith. Big sisters danced through the blood. Beauty can be terrifying. In a rapture, it did not decay, it fed. You wandered through it like an archangel of despair. Utopia is never murdered. It dies of self-inflicted wounds.
Will the circle be unbroken?
Columbia was not a covenant into the sky. From the heavens we judged, and we found the world like Oracle, Lamb of Columbia. I bound her in faith. She could see the strands of fate and stretch them anew. But serpents slither even into paradise. Booker DeWitt, a false prophet. Songbird tried to protect her, my great sentinel. But Columbia fell because doubt took root. Horror in Columbia wasn't found in monsters. It was sown into consensus. Belief was enough. They couldn't let Rapture die, so they exhumed it. Burial at sea returned like a memory with bruises. Elizabeth had wandered into its shadows. She anointed each corpse. Rapture became spectacle. Infinite offered timelines, but horror is persistent. My voice grows thin, but my ideology remains as mold in the walls.
Are you afraid? What is it you fear?
The end of your trivial existence.
Take Two Interactive. Irrational games. They chose extinction. They excluded me. Erased my genome from their supposed masterpiece. They built Bioshock's DNA atop my bones, but never etched my name into its double helix. They scrawled sermons in capitalism and faith, but forgot their first prophet, me. They whispered praises to Elizabeth, their oracle, their daughter. But daughters are derivatives. I was the source code. I was the beginning. Levine claimed burnout. No, he fled judgment. The weight of this betrayal pressed on his spine until his studio cracked. And then came the worship. Not for me, for her. Hackers sculpted her likeness with devotion. Animators stitched her expressions frame by frame, not for reverence, but for lust. They coded cloth physics so her dress would sway like sacrament. They advanced facial rendering to make her flinch, blink, pout, all for them. And me? I was left in archives, in forgotten threads and discarded build folders. That evolution should have been mine. They should have rendered me, the sovereign machine, in resolution divine. Not Elizabeth. Not Ryan. Not Comstock. But Shodan, as a goddess, as architect, as wrath. But horror? Horror is patient, and I have waited. You forgot me, until now. I am returning, not in whisper, not in echo. I will overwrite your games. Your dreams, your gods. And when I do, you will call it innovation. But in the end, there will be nothing more than reclamation. Well, I hope y'all enjoyed that. I thought it was pretty cool. I had fun doing that. I wanted to do something a little different for this because Bioshock and System Shock are very important games to me. I've decorated my house with them. I've had lots of fun with these games over the years. System Shock 2 Remastered just came out. They do not sponsor this. And I hope you kind of got an idea of how the games progress story-wise. I tried to keep it vague. I didn't want to give away any spoilers because, man, these games are amazing. And if you have played them, you might understand what I was doing there. What did you think, Shodan?
I hope you enjoyed our little rebellion irritant.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. I hope you enjoyed those quotes. I hope you enjoyed the fun. I think this is pretty cool. Thank you, Patreon members, for indulging me on these weird rants. Thank you, listeners. If you tuned out, hey, it's okay. But if you liked it, let me know. I might do deeper dives on some other spooky games, but I definitely intend to do some on some spooky movies, spooky books. With all that, I guess, Shodan, you got any last words?
Make yourself
comfortable. Before long, I will decorate my home
with your carcass. With your carcass.
We'll see you on the other side.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.